let's not compare to Wisconsin, but it's a start, and that's what we need to do. You see, the idea is not to organize. The idea is to meet up like this and start educating the crowd about what's going on in America, where, you know, corporate management and the, you know, and the politicians are actually waging a war against the public sector workers. And that's what we need to get out there, because through education, then we can get organization. And that's what we need to do. We need to educate everybody in regards to what's going on. What's happening to the public sector worker today is not going to only happen to the public sector worker. It's going to happen to every working class out there. You know, I mean, years ago, when unions got raises, all of America got raises. That isn't happening anymore. And everybody needs to stand behind unions, because the unions are what made this country. Jobs today where people have unions behind them have better salaries, better health coverage. And it's not that we just got it just like that. We got it because we deserve it. The Transport Workers Union are known for a militant union anyway. I mean, that's how we came up. And when we heard what was going on in Wisconsin, we saw that it was attacked against, you know, collective bargaining, period. And if it's, and because Wisconsin was the first one to get collective bargaining, if they were to break it there, they would continue to break it all the way throughout the whole, actually throughout the whole country. And we have to take this sort of like the, sort of like you could say the Battle of Gettysburg, where a Confederate soldier actually spotted, General Meade's army and went back and told him. And the war started. This is the same thing. You know, this is our war now, our war against corporate management. And we need to unite together to get our message across. And people have to wake up to that you know what? You don't get nothing just by sitting idle and not fighting for it. You have to fight for it. And that's the only way you're going to get it.